me to this launch. I had time to flip through, and I have to say that there's some very useful things in here for me, specifically the summary table at the back on the duties of health introduced by the Health and Social Care Bill. Will be quite a handy reference to it. I've been asked to come here to talk about emerging challenges in the public health transition. And it might be just helpful to tell you where I'm coming from, my perspective. So I work in the Institute of Health Equity. We have a remit to embed a social determinant health approach in local areas, funded thankfully by Department of Health. And I also would like to say that on page 3 of this report, it shows some research that illustrates that 50% of variation in health outcomes can be explained by social and economic factors. So the kinds of social determinants we're talking about are about giving every child a best start in life, about employment and good work, maximising capabilities and skills, and creating and developing healthy and sustainable places in communities. So health and wellbeing boards are fantastic in the sense that for the first time we've got directors of public health sitting alongside children's services and so forth. But the great thing about looking at emerging challenges is that I can now have a bit of a rant about what some of the issues that we're coming across. And also some of the issues that we're coming across are issues that you've highlighted in your report. So we're finding access to health and wellbeing boards a little bit problematic. So we have good access to some, others have approached us. But because they're being inundated, I think, with requests, and people trying to influence them, the Department of Health and the local government association are kind of acting as a little bit of a barrier to them. And so I think that we need to think about how we can effectively engage the health and wellbeing boards. Another issue, which is kind of organisational, is that clinical commissioning groups have a duty to reduce health inequalities. But actually, in a way, the health and wellbeing boards may be best placed to do that. And so we're very keen that the health and wellbeing boards work very closely with clinical commissioning groups, and we're unclear at the moment about how health and wellbeing boards are going to be able to influence clinical commissioning groups, because clinical commissioning groups, ones with a duty, are going to be typically made up of GPs and people from a clinical background who understandably are coming from a bit more of a medical model. So organisationally, structurally, there are a few issues at the moment. Also in terms of the transition, we're finding that the clinical commissioning groups are very much focused on the authorisation process that they need to go through with the Department of Health, and not really thinking about what they're actually going to have to do. And so in terms of kind of planning, it's feeling like they're not necessarily doing enough at the moment. I'm not coming up with any solutions, if I wasn't asked, I'm just having a rant. I hope that's okay. So I've mentioned a few structural and organisational issues. Of course, leadership's important. I'm not going to talk about leadership, and I think there are people who are best placed to do so, and that having strong leadership is something that my colleague from the Department of Health has already mentioned. There's some workforce issues. So I've already mentioned the issue that in the clinical commissioning groups, people might be coming from a more medical model. So there's some issues about helping or influencing GPs and other people to think more widely, and whether or not the incentives are there to enable them to do so because of the way that they're paid. We're hearing that directors of public health are reporting to directors of social services. They, some of them are essentially feeling that they've been demoted to executive directors and finding that they're motivating, and that there's some lack of clarity about where NHS public health professionals are going to be located, and you know, essentially the responsibility for public health is moving to local authorities, and that's unsettling. So there are issues, I think, about motivating a workforce. There are some issues around the lack of clarity around roles and responsibilities at the moment. For instance, some confusion about what the health protection agency and regional health protection posts are going to do. And similarly, there are lots of questions that remain about the role of Public Health England. And so I think then if we're trying to engage with them and trying to advise on how they might take forward some of the work, it would be helpful if there were more clarity on who we should be talking to. A few issues that have arisen from other work that we've done and other conferences we've been to, that the issues are complex and time consuming. So in terms, when we're looking at social determinants of health, sorting out some of those issues takes a lot longer. And are the incentives correctly in place? And I think it was mentioned earlier that there's going to be a very careful balancing act with limited resources with regards to how much goes to sorting out a problem that you can see a response straight away, for instance, you know, prescribing statins and seeing blood pressure coming down, versus putting in place early intervention programs that stop issues further down the line. A number of people on the ground have mentioned issues with data, in the sense that they would really love to be able to join up with join the data regarding the health of somebody, social services data, education data, but permissions stop them from doing so. So I think we need to think about that actually quite carefully, because most of the public actually think they didn't hold their data up anyway. So maybe we should. And then there's the issue of the ring-fenced budget, but nobody knows how much it is, so it's quite difficult to plan. Okay, so there's my rant with no solutions. Thank you.
Well, maybe some of our audience will have some solutions.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to turn to Damien, who may become Mary at some point, or may not.
If you wonder why he gave me the door, I'm expecting my chief executive into any minute and have to swap over, which is not.